3, 2, 3, 2. Is it playing?
Oh, good. What is that? Who is that?
Oh, you dig this shit?
Yeah, I dig it. I like it a lot.
I dig that shit. Yeah. How about you?
Episode 72.
Ooh, episode 72 is coming in smooth.
Smooth transition. Mm. I feel like we should talk in smooth voices for the
we
first
talk
minute.
In smooth voices.
Smooth voices.
Baby.
Coming episode
yeah,
72.
Baby. Coming to you episode 72. Couple jokes.
Podcast.
Coming in to politely make love to your eardrums.
Orlando, Florida. Yeah. Everybody.
And then aggressively.
Episode
fuck.
72. Episode. All right. All right. That's enough.
Awesome. All right, that was the Ricka project right there.
Yeah, your brother makes
dig
some great
that
music.
Shit. Holy that was dope.
Shit, dude. So
yeah, man. Look up Dig That Shit by the Ricka Project. That's some smooth ass music.
I feel like if you look up Dig That Shit in Google, something's going to come up where it's like porn related.
That's why you got to put Ricka Project after.
Very good.
But the porn stuff's probably cool too.
Yeah, you're right. Anyways, holy shit. Episode 72. 72 weeks in a row we've been doing this from Orlando, Florida.
Holy shit. We haven't missed a week.
Nope.
Dude, I got a knee surgery and we still did this.
You got a knee surgery?
We hired some homeless dude named David John.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I'm kidding. That's I love funny. David John.
Anyways, dude, we got to give our special shout outs to Clutch Charger, the world's thinnest portable charger.
Yep, Clutch Charger, world's thinnest portable charger. Fits in your pocket.
And your pocket's pocket.
There you go. And Raise version Energy 2 drink. Came out. Raise Energy. Join the Raise Rebellion. Check both of them out. They have Instagrams. It's Raise Energy on Instagram and Clutch Charger on Instagram. Check them both out. They're awesome. Give you energy for your phone and body.
Did you masturbate today?
No.
All right.
Last night, though, cranked one out hard.
That's dope. Anyways, we have a special shout-out. Special shout-out to our very fun listeners that always listen to us from India, fucking from all over the country in the United States. And a special shout-out to our good friend, Dan Santana. We went to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. He was on one of the episodes.
He was on one of the episodes. We got to look up what episode that was so he can listen to it again. It's a really good episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said it that fast.
We should have looked it up.
Anyways,
before.
Dan welcomed a lovely, beautiful daughter into this world. Gianna, Kobe, Olga Santana, 4:53 p.m., 5 seconds, 6 pounds, 15 ounces, 20 and 1/2 inches, healthy princess.
Yeah.
Welcome to...
Congratulations, Dan!
And Priscilla,
and
who
Priscilla.
Gave... Who gave birth to the baby, just so everybody's clear, Priscilla gave birth to the baby, not
yeah,
Dan.
Yeah, Dan wasn't pregnant.
Dan wasn't pregnant. Nope. Priscilla, his wife, was pregnant. So hopefully she grows up to change the world. I could see her being a future NBA player or a basketball woman.
Future NBA player?
I meant WNBA.
There you go.
Or a doctor or a lawyer. Just, yeah, I could see it, man. So special shout out, dude. What about kids? You going to have kids one day?
Potentially. I don't know how the world's kind of crazy right now. I always did want kids, but I don't know. Should I adopt? Should I have one?
What kid would you adopt if you adopted a kid? What country?
I don't have a preference on that.
Mine's Zimbabwe.
Say that again?
Zimbabwe.
One more try and then we're going to correct
Zimbabwe.
You. Zimbabwe, you fuck.
Fuck!
God, you're stupid.
It's all right. Anyways, it's all good. So, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know. If I have a kid, because I'm tall, I'm 6 feet, and my girlfriend's 5'11", I think the kid'd be tall as fuck.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, anyway, so that was pointless to say. And so, holy shit, a lot of going on in the news lately.
Yeah, and that episode where we were with Dan is episode 48.
Episode 48.
Yeah.
We will have him back on again.
100%.
100% when he comes down.
When the world's back to normal.
Yeah, 4 years.
Hopefully we'll be traveling. He'll come back down here. We'll go over Chicago. Who knows?
Yeah. So anyways, comedy. I did a comedy show last night, open mic. It was fun. Jake didn't go because he's very, you know, scared of the coronavirus.
I'm not scared of it. I think everyone's eventually going to get it. But
yeah,
right now I'm just fat as fuck. So I want to not get it now. I've been doing keto for like 2 weeks and I've definitely lost weight.
How much weight, brother?
I haven't weighed myself yet. I just want to keep going.
Yep.
But my shirts are loose, aren't as tight. Yeah. I feel better. I have more energy now.
You look like shit, though.
I do?
Yeah, it's the hair.
Is it? Well, yeah. I just got out of the shower.
Oh.
And I streamed all last night. I did a 5-hour stream last night.
Wow, Jesus. That's.
Yeah, I'm a streamer on Twitch. I'm an e-girl now. I shake my titties.
Oh, shit. No, what do people do to follow that gay shit? I report that shit.
That's straight gay shit.
Yeah.
Well, they're super LGBT friendly, so it's potentially kind of gay.
So you can go in there and be like, what's up, my gays?
You had to think because you're about to drop an F-bomb. The one. Or anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just look up Jake Rick. What's it called? Twitch.tv/JakeRickaComedy.
Yeah, say it slower so they can go look.
Twitch.tv/JakeRickaComedy.
Okay.
And what's it called? I just became a Twitch affiliate last night.
What does that mean? How many followers you got?
I just got 64 followers, and now people can subscribe to me.
Dude, do you have any subscribers?
Yeah.
Do you want me to be a subscriber?
You can, yeah. If you have Amazon Prime, it's free to subscribe to me.
Okay.
On Twitch Prime.
I think I have it.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah,
I'm not
cool.
begging for subs. Like, come hang out. If you play Warzone, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'll play Warzone with you. Just pretty jump cool. into the stream chat, message me on there, and I'll add you up, and we'll get a win together. And if we don't win, I'll just yell a lot, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, you get mad a lot.
I get very mad.
So, anyways, that's cool. Well, hopefully it blows up.
It's getting there, man. I've been doing it for less than a week, and I'm already at affiliate status. Some people work on that for, like, months to a year.
It's good. Fuck yeah, dude.
I just have a following.
Yeah, you have a good following.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Warzone. I just miss Call of Duty.
Yeah, you miss Black Ops, too, dude. And shooting people with rocket launchers.
Ah, it's the greatest feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, so holy shitballs. I'm performing this weekend in Margaritaville.
For real?
Everybody wants free tickets.
You got to be an idiot to perform there, dude. COVID's going on.
You were there last week.
I know. It's great. It's a good show. It's my first feature. Yeah, you're working with Dean the Baller Donald.
Yeah, dude, I'm doing 20 minutes.
No Baller Donald.
I'm going to do material that... I'm just going to try it out. See, I did the Muslim joke last night, and it was fucking killed, man.
Killed?
Yeah, because I said it so, like, innocently, man. I talked about how when people get in my car and they don't wear masks, I'm like mad. And mm-hmm. then, like, I picked up the Muslim lady, and, like, she's walking out of her house. I'm just like, yes. You know, she's always wearing a mask.
This girl's killing it.
She's killing the game, dude. And so she gets in my car, and I tried to, like, initiate conversation with her. And then she found out I was a comedian, and then she said, like, she tried to be funny, and she's like, oh, my husband makes me stay six wives away from him. And yeah, so it was funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Was it monogamy?
I guess.
Polygamy? When you can have more than one wife?
And then
I don't know. I'm stupid.
Yeah. And then I talked about, we have ghosts in the house again. Something just moved. Oh, that was me who hit it.
It's you who hit it, and I have the AC.
So then people were talking about like Trump and Biden, and then I talked about Trump and Biden on stage, and then I did my Obama. I brought out Obama, like, as a white person, and then Carmen came up to me and said, like, dude, it's really good.
That's, I don't believe that.
I swear.
No, I believe Carmen said that. I just don't think you have a good Obama.
You don't think so?
I'm your friend. I would tell you. Yeah. Say it. Do it right now.
Hold on.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm filling the dead air. Let me know when you're ready.
First and foremost, the economy, number one. Second, we have to get the economy going. Joe.
Well, this is the joke I said.
Okay, go do the joke. Maybe the joke's funny.
The joke's funny. So I talked about how, like, Joe Biden, what he said about black people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you don't vote for me, then are you really black or whatever?
And then
this is some stupid shit.
And then I was like, man, like, because everybody knows, like, Obama endorsed Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So he was like his boy and everything. And then, you know, Biden said that. And then Obama was like, Joe, I don't fuck with you anymore, Joe. I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass idiot. Bitch, I ain't fucking with you. And it fucking killed.
Yeah,
it was so funny, bro. Just the white guy.
It's a funny little premise, but I just don't.
Joe, I don't.
I'm not on board with the impression. Maybe it's because I'm looking at you doing it and I know it's you.
I think that's it, dude. Because I had,
how about this? Anyone that's listening, message Joe and let him know if you think it's good or not. How about that?
You just gotta, realize, like, Jeff Wright does Obama. No. Jeff Wright does Obama, and it's so funny.
Yeah. Well, he does. I like his angle about with crayons.
Do that again?
With crayons.
That's not bad.
Yes, it is. It's horrible.
No, that's not bad.
It's really.
You think it's not good because it's.
The American people. No, it's
that's
not.
That's more of George Bush.
I don't know. No, I can't even do it because I need to listen to them.
Well, people,
if I prepare, I can get around their cadence. A lot of the impression is the cadence.
Yeah, this first and foremost.
Yeah,
fucking suck my dick.
Yeah, it's cadence. It's like talking, not just sounding like them. It's talking like them.
Suck
that's
it.
Half of the impression.
Suck it.
Once if you can get that down, you can already make people say, "Are you trying to do that?"
Suck it.
Yeah, and then you can try to copy the voice.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
only impression I got is Whitey Duval from Adam Sandler's 8 Crazy Nights.
What do I do it?
No one knows who that is,
I
though.
I don't know. To do it.
Exactly. It's the technical foul. No, yep,
never,
no one knows
never
what
that
is.
That, no.
Yeah, right. look up Technical Foul. All
right.
Technical Foul, 8 Crazy Nights. It's a great song. It's this little hobbit with 2 different sized feet, and he's in his house giving Adam Sandler all the rules he's not allowed to break, and he's calling them technical fouls.
What other impressions you have?
I don't got any, bro. I don't really work on impressions.
I got SpongeBob. We've done that so many times.
You really need a Krabby Patty. Suck my dick, Jake. How about that? Suck it.
I got a Bill Clinton. But everybody has a Bill Clinton. You know, it's like,
I don't.
Monica. Or what's his? Hillary? Is that anything? No, Hillary.
I can do a Peter Griffin.
All right, do it.
Stewie. Hey, Stewie, come over here and fuck me in the asshole.
Hey, Stewie.
Yeah, that's not bad. Hillary.
We're doing impressions now. Yeah, really ran out of shit to talk about. We're doing impressions.
Holy shit.
You talk about the world. What the fuck is going on, Florida?
Don't even
get me started with Arizona.
So we had like 12,000 new cases of Corona gayrus in the fucking.
Gayrus?
In the,
yeah,
in the
Corona's
United States.
Just been fucking dudes in the butt.
Yeah, so
coronavirus makes you gay, bro.
Yeah. Who's that?
The fuck?
I don't know. Oh, man. So, I don't know, dude. Fucking. I don't even want to talk about the coronavirus. It sucks.
Why?
I don't know.
Why not?
It's because I don't know enough about it. I don't know enough about it.
You don't know enough about it? How you feel about Florida spiking in numbers and every place is still open?
I feel like, yeah. Like, when I did comedy last night, there was like probably 30 people there, and I was like, Why are you all here?
Why do you think we're 6 feet apart right now?
We're not.
Why do you think we didn't open mouth kiss like we normally do when you walk in? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of that, yeah. Dog. You know.
All right, let's move on to something. I bought a scooter. Well, me and Mary fixed our scooter we have.
Mary's
great.
Joe's girlfriend for any new listener.
Yeah.
They fixed the scooter.
And it's great, dude. But I was driving it the other day.
Anyone talk shit to you yet about the scooter?
Yeah, homeless guy.
Homeless what?
Yeah, I was at a red light, and it's just so weird. You're sitting in traffic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he came up to me, he's like, yeah, quarter. And I was like, nah, I don't. And then he just stared at me.
Later, loser.
No.
Drive away slow.
I realized, like, if my scooter breaks down and I get off, I become him.
Yeah, you become.
I was like, you know what I mean? It's so fucking funny to me, and I'm probably going to use that on Friday at Margaritaville. I'm just like, my scooter breaks down. What am I do? I'm just walking. Because I was dressed like this. I look like a bum.
But you look fine.
No, look at this shit. I don't match right now.
Yeah, but you're wearing clean clothes, and you look like you're showered. You don't look well-kept. You need to shave your neck a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't look homeless.
That's true.
Yeah.
That thing's fucking fun, bro. It does like 50 miles per hour. We're gonna do a whole bunch of videos.
Are you gonna drive it to Margaritaville?
Nah, I can't take it on the highway.
You can. Can you not?
Not on the highway. Not the highway.
You're not allowed to?
No. This only goes like 50 miles an hour.
Oh yeah, you can't. Speed limit 70. But you can, but everyone's just gonna hate you.
I know.
Especially
I was on Colonial and they hated me. I was like on a fast road to Colonial, like way out there where you do like 60.
Yeah.
People were like pass me, like, oh, pussy, mother.
Pussy. They burped on you.
Yeah. So if you guys want, I put up a video right now on Cup of Jokes official Instagram. You guys can check it out. I actually picked up a girl. It was my girlfriend. we made a video, and Cup of Jokes official Instagram. Type in CUPOF Jokes official.
Mm-hmm.
Slow people like me, and you can see the video I put up. And
Joe, check this out, guys.
We'll play it for him.
We're gonna listen to it now?
No, we're not. You're right. So I got the dude. We're gonna make a whole bunch of funny videos on this scooter because it does. It's a fucking Harley scooter. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Harley?
And, no, I made that.
I was about to say, what is it? Probably like a Belkin
VIP.
Is it a Mongoose?
What the hell's a Belkin?
I don't know. Bike brand. I'm just naming bikes.
You just thought of a word.
No, pretty sure Belkin makes bike stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's a Mongoose. Are you driving a Mongoose
right now?
I had
a Mongoose.
Do you have pegs on the back?
No, but the cops downtown too on bicycles do those fucking losers.
Yeah.
Oh, I said that last night too. I was like, you guys see these cops on bicycles? You guys seen these cunts? And Charles Calabrito just lost it.
You see these cunts?
These cunts on these two wheels?
Oh, Charles was there?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. If you don't know, Charles sounds like he should be on the radio. But he fucks like crazy.
And he gave me a pill one time.
He does some dirty stuff.
He's the one I got the drug from.
the fucking when I was at your house flipping the fuck out.
For real?
Yeah, he gave me. Yeah, it's fucking like.
Oh yeah, he's like, yeah, this is like 0.03 milligrams. Fucking 8 grams.
Took it 10 grams. Almost fucking died.
That was the day I was out of town. Joe calls me from in my house. He goes, Jake, I don't know where I am. I need your help. You need to stay on the phone with me.
I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm having paranoia, anxiety, fucking schizophrenia.
And I come home and I have DVDs in my fridge.
I don't know why.
I don't even have DVDs. Where'd you
I don't know where I got them from.
Yeah, you just put them in my fridge.
Yeah, dude.
And then I asked him. I figured he was fucking me. He goes, dude, I have no idea. I did not do that. I can see you walking around the house just grabbing shit.
Dude.
Just a caveman.
Well, that was when this acquaintance I know named Shaw Smith. I don't even want to call him a friend. He's a piece of shit.
Well, he loves you.
No, no, he's cool.
No, I don't know. Are you guys cool now?
Yeah,
I'm tight with him.
I think we are because I was drunk one night, and I think just coincidentally he was drunk, and then he messaged me, and he's like, yo, bro, I apologize for being a dick or something, and then he's like, yeah, you cool, don't worry about it, and yeah, we're cool.
All right, cool.
And yeah. Anyways.
So I'm tired of half of my friends hating you because you say stupid shit.
Nah, dude, I'm
so fucking tired of it.
Because in shit posts, I haven't been active and have people blocking me, so it's good.
There you go.
I don't know anybody who. I don't post a lot anymore. I kind of stay to myself.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. You post when you're doing shit.
Yeah, and
I'm going. I have a show this week. Post.
Boom.
I have a new video. Post. Bam. I want to jerk off to my cat.
Post.
Post.
Oh.
See, that's what you used to do. Now you don't do the cat one.
Let's see what.
What is this?
Let's see what Wawa thinks about jerking off to cats.
I miss Wawa smoothies. I can't have them because I'm on keto. They have salads, though. They're gooder than a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. They might see that it's you calling and be like, yo.
This is a Wawa we haven't called, though.
I know, but they're going to see that it's you calling and be like, fuck that kid.
Can they see my telephone number?
Yeah. What do you think? They're from, like, 1963 on a rotary phone?
What I've been getting a lot of lately was... Is the scam likely?
Me too. I got two of them this morning.
Yeah, I got two of them today.
Why?
It's a Spanish one.
It's a Spanish one?
So I was with Mary and a couple of her roommates, and they were in the living room, and I picked up, and there was a Spanish lady, and the first thing I said was, hola, mi pengas grande, and they started dying. They're like, yo, what the fuck is this guy talking about, dude?
Yeah, I got one yesterday. They go, hi, I'm calling because you are the owner of your own... You're the single owner of a household or something, right? I was like, yep, that's fucking me. And they just hung up.
They hung up?
Yeah, they got upset.
Yeah.
They get mad when you curse at them. Not even in an aggressive way. I'm just like my favorite is when they're like, your computer is compromised. This is Microsoft Security. I am calling to help you. We're the owner of... I was like, holy fuck! Just like... They're like, hello, sir. Are you the owner of the computer that is compromised? And I just be like, my computer's compromised? What the fuck? Just start freaking out. Holy shit, what do I do? Take my money.
Neighborhood market. We appreciate your business.
You're calling these places that have like dial boxes, bro. They're going to answer.
Our store hours have changed. No store.
We still got to have.
Fuck.
Yeah, we still got to have Josh Silvers on here.
Who? Oh, the Jew?
Yeah, one of my favorite lines was about him.
What? Oh,
he fucked her so good, she grew a yarmulke.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Oh, my God. That is fucking hilarious. What has he been up to?
He's been staying inside because he's a fucking Jewy cunt.
What the fuck?
Just kidding.
He went viral on TikTok. That killed me.
He had like over a million.
Yeah,
dude, I gave up on TikTok. I haven't posted a video in fucking
forever. It's because you curse too much.
Nah, I don't care. Maybe I'll get back to TikTok. So, anyways. How can we get anybody to answer? Has everybody blocked us locally from fucking calling them?
Potentially you.
We used to call so many people and be like, hey, what's up?
Bro, first one I call is going to answer.
All right, who? Just call him.
I bet it. No, keep that one might answer.
It's a 7-Eleven.
Man, this is a 7-Eleven right next to my house.
Oh, they call it. They're all Spanish. Busy? How is it busy?
Yeah, busy. Who the fuck's calling at 7-Eleven? You gotta be a real fucking piece of shit to do that.
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, who's legit? I called them actually the other day. I was like, do you guys have sugar-free Slurpees?
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I did. And they said, yeah. And I said, I'm on my way. And I just didn't go.
What if they pick up and then mine picks up?
Put them on the phone.
Yeah, merge them.
We can't merge.
Hey, Robin, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Cup of Jokes Podcast. We are just doing interviews. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good, man. I'm kind of busy now. I can't talk.
What do you mean you can't talk? Do you know who we are? Hello?
He hung up on you, dude.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Wow, man. What was that?
7-Eleven.
Why would you say we're from Cup of Jokes Podcast?
And then he said, oh, kind of busy. Can't talk right now. I said, do you know who I am? And then he hung up.
No, but you originally said, Cup of, don't, you can't leave with that. You gotta go in smooth.
Okay, you're right.
You know what I mean?
All right, hold on.
You're just...
7-Eleven, this is Madison. How may I help you?
Hi, Madison. My name's Dante. I'm supposed to start working there tomorrow, but I can't make it in.
I think you have the wrong store.
Are you sure? I interviewed there.
Last week.
I interviewed last week, and I'm supposed to start tomorrow morning.
I think you have the wrong store, buddy.
Is Mike there?
Yeah, you have the wrong store. There's nobody here by the name. Which store are you looking for? I'm on Dixie Bell and Lake Margaret.
That's the one.
That's the one. Well, I live off Goldenrod.
I think you have the wrong number, sir.
I really don't want to lose this job. I need it. I got 7 kids, and they all need Nikes, bro. Like, this shit hurts. Well,
I think you're in trouble, buddy.
I am in trouble.
You might want to find the right store first.
Do you have the number to another store?
I do, but I don't know what the hell store you're looking for. So why don't you go and find out what store?
Can you not curse me, please?
That way.
Can you not curse me, you fuck?
That was good. I completely forgot. We should do. Yeah, we're starting work there.
Yeah, I'm supposed to start working there tomorrow, but I'm gay now, so I need more money.
Dude, what was the original one we did? Like
the goldfish. I got bit by my fish.
We gotta bring that back, dude. Oh, that's great.
Call 7-Eleven.
Which one did you just call?
I called Dixie Bell.
I'm calling Conway.
Conway?
It's like right down the street from this house.
I'm supposed to start working there tomorrow, but I forgot to mention that...
I'm going to say something. A pet ham... I'm just going to make something up.
I got attacked by a wolverine.
Already
yeah, I can't attack my wolverine. Oh, that would suck.
Fucking pouring. Why do these cunts pick up, man?
What the fuck y'all doing? I got it, man.
All right, if they pick up, let me talk.
Pick up. I missed prank calling. There
we gotta do more prank calls,
fun, man.
So the phone's ringing.
It's ringing hard.
It's ringing hard. Hard for me. Do it hard for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Get hard for me. 7-Eleven. Hi, yeah, my name's Dante. I'm supposed to start there tomorrow, but I can't come in. I just need to call out.
Okay, do you have the manager's phone number so you can call her personally?
I don't. I interviewed there last week. I'm still new. I can't remember the manager's name. I think she was the one with the gimp leg. I'm not positive. I got attacked by a wolverine, and I really am hurt, and I need a call out.
Okay, I'll call her for you, I guess. What is your name?
My name's Dante.
Simmons.
Dante?
Dante Hicks.
Okay, I'll call her for you.
Yeah, just let her know.
It ate my ass.
It's the one. Ate my ass. What the fuck? Why'd you say that? Why? I fucked up.
I don't know. You should go back.
Yeah, I'm sorry we got distracted. The doctor was eating my ass. I was gonna go. Make sure you let her know. The one with the gimp leg. That manager.
Man, why won't they pick up for me?
Which one are you calling?
I don't know.
Let me see the number.
407-896. 6-0-0-0-2.
Yeah, I don't know that is.
God, do you want to?
That is the last prank. We got one more prank. We gotta get him on.
I can't. I gotta get one.
These. You got to, man. One with the gimp leg. That's so funny.
7-Eleven, I'm gonna help you.
Hey, this is Barry. I interviewed there last week, and I'm supposed to start tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna be able to make it in.
Yeah, you have to contact your manager. I'm not a manager.
I know the manager at 7-Eleven. She's the one that interviewed me.
Yes, you'll have to contact her directly.
Oh, okay. Well, can you do me a favor and tell her that I'm not going to be able to make it in? I had a funeral. At our beloved pet gerbil died of 38 years. Hello?
What's your name?
Barry, B-A-R-R-R. Why? Fuck.
What? You can't spell Barry? That's what gets you? You start laughing at Barry? Barry, oh, fuck. F cat all over again.
No, I... No.
It starts flashing?
No, that's not...
Oh, you're asking me to spell shit?
No, that's not... No, that's not it. That's not it. I was going to go B-A-R-R-R-R-R. I was going to keep going with the R's.
That's so funny.
I was going to keep going.
That was actually
B-A-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-Y.
I'm laughing, just saying.
14 Y's and 14 R's. She's like, what?
All right, it's Barry with 7 R's and 2 Y's. That's B-A-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R.
Like a seal. Say it with me.
Why is that so funny? All right, yeah, that's Barry with 7 R's, 2 Y's. B-A-R-R-R-R-R-R-Y-Y.
Yeah, can you repeat?
Repeat that. Okay. It's
our beloved pet gerbil of 38 years. They lived 7 years.
How do you know they lived 7 years?
I looked up the average lifespan of a gerbil.
Why the fuck did you do that?
For the podcast.
That's a good point.
Yeah, anyways. I kind of want to do one more.
Do it. You got to get that Barry down, bro. That's so fucking funny.
All right, hold on. 7-Eleven in Chicago.
You should call a pawn shop. Yeah, I want to speak to the manager. You guys fucked me.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, my name is Louis Getz.
Louis Getz?
Louis Bonds, that's it. Louis, L-O-U-U-I-I-E, Bonds, B-O-W-N-S. Read and weep, pal. I want my fucking money back.
Yeah, I got a good idea.
All right.
We can leave a voicemail for this one.
Who is it?
It's a pawn shop.
Because they're closed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pawn shop. Yeah, he came in there and that fucking cockeyed motherfucker with the long hair.
Prank calls are fun.
And that lanky, tall, ghoulish looking bitch.
What?
I don't know. Just some really vague. Oh, it's recorded. Beautiful. We recorded too.
It's recorded?
Yeah, he said this call is recorded. Yours is recorded too.
I'm gonna have to block my number after this voicemail.
No, what? Get it? I would love for them to call you back. It's gonna say Kim sends it.
Hello? Out. I went to Germany and I got an actual Jew. I wanna pawn him.
What the fuck?
The person at extension 8010 is unavailable.
What's the name of the pawn
Please
shop?
Leave your message after the tone.
Fuck, I don't know.
When done, hang up or press
just talk about
pound
it. Do what you're gonna do.
Hey, this is Tommy calling for La Familia pawn and jewelry. Whatever. I got a 10 carat gold. It's gonna sound a little strange, but I got a 10 carat gold D-I-L-D-O. That's D-I-L-D-O. Say it with me. Dildo. I got a 10 carat dildo. I wonder if you guys do pawns like that. I come in and I give you the dildo, 10 carat, and you give me cash. Let me know. 407-312-3938.
Honey, tell him it's lightly used.
Yeah, all right, honey. I will. So that's my wife in the background. She's fucking whore.
Get back here and fuck me on the stove.
All right, I gotta go. All right, that's Tommy, 312-3938. Thanks for your time.
I hate you.
Give my brother's number.
Is it his name too?
No, Tommy. That's funny.
Gave him my fuck that. I should give people my brother's number too. That little fucker gave people my phone number from like different gyms.
Yeah.
Because they, and I started giving them mine, giving them his.
Uh-huh.
The gym called me back because I wrote him down for a referral. And he tells the manager at LA Fitness of why he doesn't want to go there. He goes, yeah, last time I was there, this guy came up behind me and just put his thumb in my butt. He didn't laugh. He's like, yeah, I'm never going back to that club again. Take me off the list.
That's pretty funny.
Because they call and they're like, yeah, I'm calling on behalf of Jake Ricca. He wrote you down. You might be interested in membership. Yeah, I was. But then some dude fingered my butt.
Oh, shit. He's That's a funny. Little, I think cunt. I think next podcast we should call Planet
fuck
Fitness.
Dudes. Oh yeah.
No. Do you want to
build a snowman? No, we're in Florida, bro.
No. Do you want to
get some food? I'm starving.
Yeah, but we could put. I've wrote down 28. So we could put like a video, like the things we used to do.
Yeah,
like the segment
call videos.
The segment and put it on there.
We can.
We'll listen to it and see which one, because we got to do a short one.
Yeah, we got a quick one. We can do the voicemail.
Okay.
The voicemail of the pawn shop.
I think that's under actually a minute.
Yeah, it's
but under if a it's minute. Over a minute, can we do the IGTV?
Yeah. All right, but no, we can do one under a minute. We'll get it in there.
Okay. As soon as they pick up, leaving voicemail at pawn shops.
Yeah.
All right. That's funny.
We just leave a bunch of voicemails.
A 14-karat gold dildo. And then you're the back. Come over here and fuck me again.
I like that.
Don't bang me on the stove, Dave.
They're going to listen to that shit and be like,
tell them it's lightly used.
What the fuck are these people? Oh, dude, they're going to call my brother back.
He's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking
about? Yeah, that's just going to be fucking funny.
Your brother's going to. You gotta. You're just putting your brother's phone number on the internet, too. That's great.
That's his actual number, yeah.
Yeah.
When anything.
Fuck.
Are you going to show him this part of the I think what we need to do is use that prank call, and you can just send him that video.
Oh, yeah, because I'll just tag him in it.
Yeah,
just this tag is my him. Number. Yeah. Don't even tell him. Oh, that's really funny.
Does he listen to this?
Yeah, he does sometimes.
Nice.
I'll tell him sure I'll listen to this one.
My brother Chad listens.
Does he?
Yeah, he binged through them all. I don't know if he still keeps up, but he's the fucking man. He's got some great music. He lives up in Buffalo. Yeah, I have two brothers that are like super musically talented. My little brother is getting his doctorate. My older brother's something with police force and
FBI.
Yeah. And
I am. Oh, dude.
Yep.
Stinks.
But you do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Did you hear it in the mic?
Yeah.
It was a weak little fart.
Yeah, you should be ashamed. It's fucking raining cats and dogs right now.
Are you serious?
Why was that? Where did that expression come from?
Because in the Middle Ages, cats and dogs used to rain. Like, if there was ever... Cats used to climb up onto the castles and it would fall off and it'd be raining cats. Because dogs would see them out the window and dive out the window. And it'd be cats and dogs just meow, meow, and they'd smack the floor.
That's a gay thing.
Stupid bitches. Look it up.
I will.
I totally didn't make it up.
All right. You know what? One thing I actually wanted to run by you is the term eat a dick.
I love it.
What is there a famous comedian that has like that?
Yeah.
Like, how does one even partake in eating a dick?
Yeah,
I feel like I've heard that.
Louis C.K. has a bunch of shit on that.
Okay, yeah.
Go eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah, that's
it's
that's
like
it.
Carrying around a bag like baguettes, but they're dicks.
My whole thing is like,
Miss Louis' comedy.
Because I cut off somebody in traffic today, and they told me like, eat a dick. And then I was thinking like the opposite of that's like, eat a pussy. Or like, lick. Why don't you go lick a pussy?
That's literally how Louis sets up his shit.
Oh.
The guy said, eat a bag of dicks. He goes, I cut someone off. He sets up the cutoff super funny. He's like, I felt like a shit. I didn't want to look at the guy. And he goes, eat a bag of dicks. And he's like, huh. How do I do that? He thought about it. Look up Louis, bag of dicks.
Right.
It's so funny.
My whole thing is like if somebody yells at me, like, oh, go fucking eat a pussy. I'll be like, well, all right. You know,
yeah, all right. Oh, is it a good pussy?
Is it the smell? Is it like a prostitute? Like,
yeah, what am is I it doing? Clean?
What are we doing here?
Is it Awkwafina down there or is it a bit fishy?
Is it like a fucking pussy? Like fucking, I don't know. Anyways. Shout out to our buddy Dan, had that baby. Brand new baby. Why did I brand new baby?
Brand new as opposed to one of them used ones?
Used babies, yeah. You can get it.
Orphans.
Yeah. or adoptions.
It sparked up.
You know what, baby, I would never, ever adopt?
What?
Redheads.
Why?
Touching, you burn. Fire.
If you touch a redhead, you burn?
Yeah, go touch Reba now. You catch on fire.
Fuck no, I'm not touching him.
Yeah, me either. Anyways.
Did you win on that fucking scratch?
I lost on fucking both of them.
Yeah, how much did you spend right there?
Fucking $10.
$10.
Yeah, ridiculous.
That's $10 you could have bought me food with, but instead you gave it to the fucking Monopoly man.
Yeah, I know. Want to go get food?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right. Cup of Jokes, episode 72. Signing on.
See ya. Bye.
We're hard.